Wisconsin's Democratic Governor Tony Evers has called lawmakers back into the Capitol in Madison today. He wants to address police reform. This special session comes after a police officer in Kenosha, Wisconsin, shot Jacob Blake, a black man, multiple times in the back. Blake's father, Jacob Blake Sr., has been demanding systemic change.
We're going to the top, y'all. We're going to make legislation happen because that's the only thing that they recognize.
How likely is new legislation? Well, Laurel White covers the state capitol for Wisconsin Public Radio, and she's on the line. Good morning.
Good morning.
So the governor has called back lawmakers into special session, but what does he want them to do?
So he wants them to take up 9 different bills that he introduced earlier this summer in response to Black Lives Matter protests. They would do things like ban police use of chokeholds, ban no-knock warrants, and create a variety of standards for use of force in Wisconsin. So annual training requirements for use of force for officers, a statewide use of force database to track incidents, and statewide standards for all police departments to implement.
But I just want to remember a bit of recent history here. Wisconsin had an election in 2018. Democrats did really well, but Republicans had drawn the districts, so they got to keep the legislature even while losing a lot of votes. Now the Democratic governor is asking Republicans to act. Do they want to?
They don't. So they were pretty quick to push back on the governor's special session call. Essentially, they're saying that they need more time to look at proposals, both the governor's proposals and to craft their own. They say that this is something that they don't want to address superficially, that, you know, there needs to be some deliberate attention paid to it. They're saying that the governor's call is kind of disingenuous and partisan because he hasn't tried to work with them to create bipartisan proposals. The governor's comeback is that he believes the proposals are bipartisan.
Haven't Republicans come out with their own proposals that are more on the line of protecting police?
They are. So we got some more details late last week. The Senate Majority Leader in particular put out a proposal, something he said he wanted included in a package of bills whenever it was considered, that would actually increase penalties for violence against police officers. He says that that's something that's needed in Wisconsin after seeing what's happened in Kenosha over the past week or so.
And they're also speaking up about this movement to defund the police, which typically means reducing police budgets, right?
That's right. There's another Republican bill introduced by a different senator that would actually penalize local governments for shifting money from their law enforcement offices to other departments, something that, you know, protesters are calling defund the police.
Has there been much public reaction to all of this?
There has been. So the Milwaukee Bucks made a pretty high-profile call out of the legislature. They refused to take the court for a playoff game, said lawmakers need to go to the Capitol and do their job. Democratic state lawmakers have obviously been very frustrated, along with the governor. A Democratic state senator from Milwaukee actually released a statement last week saying that she believes that Republicans are, quote, sitting idly by and watching the state burn.
Laurel White is the state capitol reporter for Wisconsin Public Radio in Madison, Wisconsin. Thanks so much.
Absolutely. Thank you.